This is Studio A from Interlochen Public Radio.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Today, we welcome Trio Voci, a piano trio made up of students from Interlochen Arts Academy. They were just selected to perform in the junior division of the Coltman Chamber Music Competition, happening the first weekend of March at the University of Texas at Austin. Let's meet all three members of the trio right now.
My name is Caleb Brew. I'm 16, and I'm from Syracuse, New York, and I play the cello.
Hi, my name is Haley Culp. I'm 17 years old. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and I play the piano.
My name is Jad Ibrahim. I'm 17 years old. I'm from Syria, and I play violin.
Okay, Jad, you're about to play the first movement of Beethoven's Ghost Trio. What's something that you really like about this piece?
So what I like about the Beethoven Ghost Trio number one is the character and how dramatic and joyful this piece, and how it's really fun to play. I like how we do all this work together to bring it at such a high level.
Let's hear it now in IPR Studio A, the first movement of Beethoven's Piano Trio Opus 70, number 2, nicknamed Ghost.
Thank you.
We heard the first movement of Beethoven's Piano Trio Opus 70, number 2, nicknamed the Ghost Trio, performed by Trio Voci in IPR's Studio A. All three members of this trio, Jad, Caleb, and Haley, are students at Interlaken Arts Academy. Right now we'll talk to the pianist of the group, Haley Culp. Haley, your group is Trio Voci. How did the three of you decide on that name?
It was one of our usual, like, 1 a.m. text messaging sessions. We're always, like, trying to discuss, oh, when are we going to rehearse? Where are we going to rehearse? And it's always some sort of banter between us three. And then the next day we had rehearsal. I was like, guys, like, we're a trio. Like, we can't, like, what's happening? And then I was like, you know what? Trio Voci. Voci for voices. It's an Italian term in classical music. And I was like, you know what? What if we use the Trio Voci name to represent, even though, like, as we're one harmonious group, I guess, we're still, like, three individuals. And it sort of clicked.
Let's hear all those voices come together right now in a rather extraordinary piece in IPR Studio A, the fourth and final movement of the Piano Trio No. 2 by Dmitri Shostakovich.
Thank you.
We are in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio, and we just heard quite an incredible performance of the fourth and final movement of the Piano Trio No. 2 by Dmitri Shostakovich, performed by Trio Voci. All three members of this trio, Haley, Caleb, and Jad, are students at Interlochen Arts Academy. We'll talk now with Caleb, who is the cellist. Caleb, that music is really something. It's an incredibly vigorous piece. I couldn't help but notice that you were shredding some bow hairs there during the piece. You had bow hairs coming off during the piece. Is that something that normally happens? What is it like for you playing a piece that is so intense like this one?
Well, first, it's physically tiring, and not only that, it's also really mentally challenging to go through the whole trio. It's like you have to play it in a mood that you're not really used to. It's just you have to be in such a dark, like, headspace, and yeah.
That's Caleb Rue, a cellist who is one member of Trio Voci. They're all students at Interlochen Arts Academy. The other members are violinist Jad Ibrahim and pianist Haley Culp. They are traveling to Austin, Texas at the beginning of March for the Coltman Chamber Music Competition. They're also entering some other competitions right now, including the Fishoff, held annually at the University of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. We wish them all the luck for these upcoming competitions. This edition of Studio A was engineered by Michael Culler. Scott Clemens is IPR's digital content producer. Kara Huber provided additional support for this session. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.
Studio A is a production of Interlochen Public Radio, part of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Learn more at interlochenpublicradio.org.